This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's almost hard to talk about or explain this experience that AB had, but if you can relate or have heard about ways that people try to abduct people, sex traffic, anything like that that's scary, that has scared you before, you've heard these stories, 314-531-9898. It almost serves as a warning. Because AB had something happen to her that seemed like a typical, normal thing, but because maybe she's a woman or because she's heard these stories or has learned some things, it scared the hell out of her.
Yeah, I was outside Firehouse Subs like I am pretty much every single day. And I walked into Firehouse Subs, got my sandwich, got back to my car, and it wasn't there before, but right outside my car was a completely full Starbucks cup. Like a coffee.
Right in front of your car?
Right in front of my car, like where I would get in. And I was just kind of like, why? First of all, it's full. Nobody drank it. Second of all, this wasn't here when I got out of my car a minute ago. And so I thought it was really weird. And I always hear stories about like people getting sex trafficked and they try to slow you down in front of your car. And like
is
they'll put zip ties on your mirrors and stuff like that. So you'll kind of have to stand there and be like, what's going on? So my immediate first thought was like, someone's trying to take me by putting this cup here and trying to slow me down. So I just like got in my car really quick and like ran it over and drove away.
Wow. Oh, wow.
This Hannah, do you think about these things as a woman?
I think about it all the time. And I'm just so relieved that AB, you've heard stories like this and that you are cautious enough and like aware of your surroundings enough, because I would think the same exact thing.
You would.
Wow.
I wouldn't have thought that for a second.
No,
that's why
people will put like a dollar bill in your windshield. So you're like, what?
Really?
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
A note, like any sort of thing to distract you or that's abnormal, people will do so you stop and that you're distracted and not focused. And then that's when they could either steal your car, steal you. So I'm so relief that you were aware of your surroundings in that moment, because that could have been really scary.
I feel like this is almost educational, interesting information. Never would have thought it for a second, just saw a full coffee cup.
Right.
But when AB like had told me the story or whatever, I started to think to myself, like, yeah, like I am the guy who leaves anything on the top of the hood of my car and drive off because I'm just doing a million things. You put it on the hood. You never put the coffee on the ground.
No, and it's just
so
like,
you wouldn't do that. So like I normally I would think, oh, they'd probably
still,
just put the coffee down.
I mean, they could do anything. They could put it on the hood.
It also
your car
just
to
like the main thing that really caught me off guard was the fact that it was full.
Yeah,
like, it
looks
like there had not been one sip taken out of it. If it was empty, I would have just kind of been like someone littered, whatever.
Right.
But like it was full.
So like, and I would have thought like, again, if it was a full coffee and you're getting in your car and you had to put it on top. You don't put it on the ground.
Yeah.
Right.
So it is a suspicious act of putting it on the ground to make you bend over. And so I was like, oh, I guess that makes sense, because you normally would have put it on top of the car, not on the ground.
Or what if somebody put something in that drink thinking, oh, nobody took a sip out of this. I'm going to take it and drink this. And they would have like followed me.
Well, that person is kind of crazy. Yeah. Just grabbing coffees like off the ground, like and drinking it.
That's something I would do. Is the thing. Yeah.
But again, you know, props to you for being heads up in a situation like that and telling others. That's something I've never had to deal with, and I've got a daughter.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking
to give her
myself,
like those warnings.
Yeah, I'm thinking, thank you for warning people. That's just despicable that we live in such a society now that stuff like that happens, or that's how you traffic people.
Yeah.
Let's see if anybody else has ever had these like weird things happen to them. I hope we don't get phone calls for that, but I want to hear your stories. Or if you've heard of other things that other women, maybe like, hey, look out for this. Because AB was able to give you the Starbucks one, the zip tie one. Hannah was able to explain the dollar bill. Is there other ones that other women should be worried about or thinking about so we can use it as a warning sign? 314-531-9898. We'll take your calls for information while we're commercial free. One of the things that we do on the Brett Maga Show is we talk about a variety of things. And we could talk about some of the silliest and goofiest things. And sometimes we have to talk about some pretty serious things. And something which seems so small of like seeing a full coffee cup on the ground in a parking lot could just be a small gesture, or it could be something really serious. And AB, you saw this and it scared you.
Yeah, it was right outside my car after I had gotten food and it just like felt off to me. And I know that people who get sex trafficked, like they try to kind of distract them a little bit. So I got in my car really quickly and drove away.
I didn't even know this. And so this, what we're asking for is if you've ever experienced like these weird things that like AB had done out and about, or you've heard of other ones that you can share the information for, like Kevin, who said who has a daughter who was one to give her that information.
Right. I've never heard of something like that. You know, terrible that that exists, but now glad I know that because it's a warning that I can give to my daughter.
314-531-9898.
Yeah, there's been a couple of them that have come in on the text line that scare me. One of them said, I've never experienced it, but there was a huge thing of people finding Kleenex in their door handle and would get attacked when inspecting it. Or sometimes they would be laced with stuff when you touched it. So then you'd be drugged.
Wow.
So that's one to look out for. Another one is zip ties in the door handle. And then this one is probably the scariest. And for me, I feel like I would fall for this. So now I need to be aware. I've heard stories of people leaving car seats on the side of the road, knowing a woman would go and check it out to make a to make sure a child wasn't in it.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Oh my God. My stomach just dropped.
Yeah.
Wow. Scary stuff. Emily, you were at a Walmart and what happened?
I had my two kids and went in and came back about an hour and a half later. And there was a guy that was there when I parked. And, you know, as a woman, you're kind of like, just be aware of your surroundings. But when I came back out, there was two other cars, and then that guy was talking to another guy, and then a guy standing on my passenger side. So where my daughter would get in, I was like, I told her to climb through my seat, and then my son was little, and I'd asked some very, very strange good Samaritan to be like, can you watch them? I don't know what's happening. You know, you hear all these crazy stories of what's going on in the world, and he gave them a stare down while I got my kids buckled. And then he even took my cart back. Like, he was like, get in the car and go. And it was the most, I still get goosebumps.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
You telling that story gave me goosebumps. Yeah.
Props to you for being aware. This reminds me of what happened to me at the mall last year.
Yeah.
I noticed that there was one guy and then all of a sudden he like was on his phone and then two other men came and then I felt like I was being surrounded. So that sounds exactly the same.
Sorry
and
that
I
happened
get it.
To
it's
you.
So scary.
Thank you so much for the call, Emily.
Especially with the kids.
The other thing is, you know, that just surprised me that Emily has to say these things. And it's one of those things I'm just maybe naive as a man. She's like, as a woman, I've been extra aware of my surroundings. Jane, you felt like you had to have that same conversation with your daughters?
So when my kids all turned 13, they had a big birthday party. I gave them all a copy of Miss Congeniality because there's a thing called Sing. If you're abducted, you do your elbow to the solar plexus, foot to the instep, heel to the nose, and then hit the groin, and you run like crap.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. Well, now we know how to do, like, the kung fu moves.
Yeah. Yes,
but, yeah.
You just remember Sing. You remember Sing. And those keywords.
Okay, thank you so much for the call. It's crazy that you have to do that to teach your 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, that's the world we're living in now, that we have to teach these kung fu moves and thing moves to, you know, your 13-year-old daughters, but that's the world we do live in. That sucks.